So today, my dear brothers and sisters, as we enter into this season of Lent, we have an opportunity that I hope that we really take advantage of, which is this opportunity of repenting and returning to the Lord. This 40 days of Lent is a chance for us to really put ourselves before the mercy of God, knowing that we have fallen short. And the church gives us these three beautiful weapons to help us towards repentance, which is first, prayer. I hope in this season of Lent that we spend more time with the Lord, that we spend more time in prayer, that if we're doing kind of the bare minimum amount of prayer, that we use this 40 days to maybe spend a little more. You know, we have the 12:15 Mass on Tuesdays and Thursdays, maybe during the season of Lent. Maybe make an opportunity to come to the 12:15 Mass or to come to the 8 a.m. Mass as part of taking advantage of the opportunity of Lent. Also fasting. To fast is very difficult because the body is used to us giving it whatever it asks for. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, fasting is a wonderful opportunity in this season. And also almsgiving, to look for ways to be generous. But all of these things, my dear brothers and sisters, have to have a goal, which is why we have to be careful that we don't do things on the outside so that people see, oh, look how much he fasts, or look how much he gives money, or look how... But the spending more time in prayer, the spending more... by fasting and by giving, by almsgiving, it's meant to represent what is happening in the interior. And so if all of those things, if we're praying and we're fasting and we're giving alms, but it's not changing the interior, then it's not working. Because it's not, we don't pray and fast and give alms so that people can see us. We do those things because we truly want to have a change of heart. We truly want to leave behind the old man and woman that lives in us, that is dominated by our concupiscences and by doing what we want. And what really the Lord gives us those weapons so that we can show the Lord, Lord, it's true. I want to leave that behind. And I want to follow you. I want to love you. Now, the thing is, Lent is very much like the New Year's for Catholics. It's the Catholic version of New Year. And what do I mean by that is every New Year we make really grandiose grandiose resolutions. You know, by January 15th, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. You know, and we begin to make these ridiculous, inachievable goals. And then we get upset at ourselves when we don't reach the inachievable goals because they were inachievable anyway. And we do so we do that at New Year's, and then the Catholics, we love to do that in the season of Lent too. We start out, oh, I'm gonna completely cut off everything. That lasts about 30 minutes. It's because, and then we get angry at ourselves, we get angry at God. The problem is not to do massive changes, is to do small changes. Oh, so that things are achievable. Now that's by each person. You know what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. But also ask the Lord to give you to find that one or two things that you can put a change to in this Lent, and then ask the Lord to give you the strength to do it, to follow through. But don't make lofty, inachievable goals, because you will spend the next 40 days angry, bitter, and miserable. But if we want to have a good Lent, then we ask the Lord for the ability to, what is the biggest thing that I can give up now in my life? What is, whatever it is, and ask the Lord the strength to really, to give it up and leave it behind. And if it's one thing, and the Lord helps you to accomplish that in 40 days, fantastic. If it's two things, fantastic. But stay away from inachievable things, because it really damages us spiritually, and it goes against truly what Lent is trying to accomplish. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we receive these ashes, they are a reminder to us of our need of repentance, of the fact that we are creatures, and that our hearts need to return to the Lord. Let us stand. Dear brothers and sisters, let us humbly ask God our Father that he be pleased to bless with the abundance of his grace these ashes which we will put on our heads in penitence. O God, who are moved by acts of humility and respond with forgiveness to works of penance, lend your merciful ear to our prayers, and in your kindness pour out the grace of your blessing on your servants who are marked with these ashes, that as they follow the Lenten observances, they may be worthy to come with minds made pure to celebrate the Paschal mystery of your Son, through Christ our Lord. And believe in the gospel.
As a sign that from the dust you have been raised, and to dust you shall return. Return to me with all your heart. Let go the world and come to me. Your heart and not your clothes, for I am kind, my name is mercy. Take these is as a sign that from the dust to have been raised, and to dust you shall return. Slow to anger is my way, my cup is filled with love. As a sign that from the dust you have been raised, and to dust you shall return. Gather my people, says the Lord, or let them come. As a sign that from the dust you have been raised, and to dust you shall return. A blessing I will give to you, all you who wander and who desert soon will bear a spring, for giving water shall restore you. Take these ashes as a sign that from the dust you have been raised, and to dust you shall return. Your every wound, for I am bound to heal your pain. You shall not weep forevermore. I have remembered you, my children. Take these ashes as a sign. Flows out of my heart over the ones I came to save. I will cleanse you, tell your sin, restore your guilt with my compassion. Take these ashes as a sign. Ashes as a sign that from the dust you have been raised, and to dust you shall.
Please stand. Found it. For our Holy Father, our bishops and priests, that as ambassadors for Christ, they may fearlessly proclaim the need for repentance and reconciliation with God during the acceptable time of Lent, we pray to the Lord. For the leaders of Christian nations, that through the grace of this holy season, they may